Morning, everybody. We are indeed in prayers for the pastor and his family. He and his wife contacted me last night and just asked if it would be possible if I'd be able to fill in for him today. Something I learned a long time ago: if you've preached once, then you better have some in your back pocket that's ready to go on a moment's notice. But even though it's short notice, it's still directed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. It doesn't matter if it's set in the archives for a while. God's word never changes. Amen. It's the same today as it will be tomorrow. But I am grateful and to have the opportunity to speak to you all this morning. As I said, we're indeed in prayers for the Pratts and the whole family. It sounded like Roy was saying, they have a bug. And if you have or had little ones before, you know how difficult it can be if all of them are sick, including the parents. So that's a tough situation for them. Angel Tree, thank you all so much for the effort that you put into doing that, to give a child the opportunity to have Christmas. It's such a blessing that so many of you stepped up and provided that. After the service today, I will be collecting those. I brought one of the Salvation Army trucks today, and we'll load that up, and then I'll take that to our Louisville Area Command, and that's where they will do the distribution of the gifts that you guys have provided for these children. But thank you so much for doing that, for being such a blessing to these children. This morning, I'm going to read from 2 Samuel. After Reed's sermon last Sunday, it was difficult to figure out what story I was going to talk about out of the Bible, because I'm pretty sure Pastor Reed touched on every single story last Sunday. And everybody said, amen. It was good. However, when we have some of, I won't mention any names, but Joanne, as she's walking into the nursery right now, got on to read for his lengthy sermon that he had last Sunday. But it was good nonetheless. I kid. 2 Samuel chapter 23. If you have your Bibles, please open that up. Be reading out of verse 12. It says, but Shema took his stand in the middle. Everybody say, in the middle. Shema took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down. And the Lord brought about a great victory. Let's pray over the reading of the word this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you this morning, trusting in you, trusting that the words that come out of my mouth are not of my own, but directed by the Holy Spirit. I pray this morning, God, that as we go into your word, that your Holy Spirit touches lives this morning. I pray that everybody here in this sanctuary this morning can walk out of here reassured that they serve a mighty God, reassured that the God that they serve loves and cares for them so much. I give you thanks for your love. We give you praise and glory because of who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said amen. A few years ago, a song came out by Isaac Carey. It was a pretty popular song, and it was called In the Middle. It reminds us of the importance of how we are to respond and behave when we are going through various trials and tribulations that this life has to offer. I am sure we all can relate to the importance of understanding the difficulties of holding our integrity in the middle of a storm. Are you willing to be honest this morning? How many times have you found yourself in the middle of something? I would love to do this or that, but I am in the middle of doing something right now. I would love to help you out, but I am in the middle of something. I would like to go and help others or serve in the ministry, but I'm in the middle of something and just don't have the time. I would like to help clean the church, but I am in the middle of something right now. I just can't come to Sunday school anymore. I'm in the middle of something. On and on and on it goes, where we find ourselves in the middle of something. I know you don't want me to go here, but I must. But let me just talk about me so no one thinks I am talking about you this morning. I have been in some tough situations in my life. I have found myself in the middle of a mess. Anyone else ever been there before? Or is it just me? Maybe you don't want to admit it this morning, because I know that you've been saved for a very long time, and therefore, your life is perfect. Nothing ever goes wrong. But for the rest of us, most of the time, it is not the devil that has attacked me, but the decisions and the choices I made that placed me in the middle of it. Sometimes just not being honest with myself. Sometimes electing not to do the right thing. Sometimes making a bad decision. Sometimes just thought I could get away with it. Sometimes just thought that nobody was really going to get hurt. And before I knew it, found myself in the middle of it. But you know what else I found out? No matter what I am going through, God is right there in the middle of it too. No matter what we are going through, God will be right in the middle of it to care for us and to take care of us through it all. In this dynamic text that we just read, we find a great warrior by the name of Shema. He was standing in a field that the Philistines had taken from God's people. The Bible tells us that this was a fertile piece of property that produced lentils. And the great warrior named Shema stood his ground against the Philistines. And the text tells us he stood right in the middle of it. He refused to run, stood to defend what God had promised and given to his people. He fought and he killed the Philistines, and God blessed him to win a great battle. We too have to learn how to stand still. All too often we run because it appears as though the battle or the situation or the problem is far too big. When we look at it, we get the impression that we will be defeated. It looks like we are outnumbered. Many problems we have in our lives are due to the fact that we run. Many of our hardships and heartaches are because we ran. Our problem looked too big for us to handle. But you know, if it's too big for us, it's just right for God. Shema stood in the middle of it and was victorious. He stood in the middle of the field. We have to learn how to stand in the middle of it. Even though we might be outnumbered, stand in the middle of it. Don't tuck your tail. Don't run. Stand in the middle of it.
this great warrior, Shammas, understood the importance of his position. He went out to the middle of the field to fight this battle. You see, middle represents the halfway point. You are halfway in and you are halfway out. The distance in front of you equals the distance behind you. It does not make sense to retreat because it is the same distance to go ahead and advance. When we are going through problems, we stay close to the safety net. We position ourselves so that we are close to the retreating line. But we must be like Shema and trust God. Tell God that we will stand in the middle of it. Allow God to fight our battle. God never said, stay home. He said, stand still and set yourself. He said, be still and know that I am God. The Lord has a way of showing up in the middle of our mess, in the middle of our struggle. Not at the beginning, but in the middle. We as Christians think that because we are now saved, that we are going to be struggle-free. At least that's the type of preaching that you might hear in this new age that we live in, this prosperity type of preaching. We are supposed to have gobs and gobs of money. We're supposed to have the biggest house on the block. We're supposed to be driving the Mercedes, the BMW, the Bentley, or the Cadillac. We are not supposed to have any struggles because we're anointed by God. But can I tell you this morning that even Jesus struggled? The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus, when he was in the garden, he prayed so earnestly that he began to sweat as if it was drops of blood. He began to struggle in the garden because he knew what awaited him at Golgotha. It was in the middle of the struggle that God dispatched the angel to comfort his son. It was not at the beginning, but after Jesus struggled for a while. In the middle of it, God dispatched an angel to comfort him. Yes, he is in the middle of your struggle. Mark 6:47 says, and when evening came, the ship was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. You all know the story. The storm arose out on the water. It was somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. that Jesus walked out on the water in the middle of the disciples. They were struggling as this storm kept growing. But Jesus did not show up prior to the storm. Jesus did not stay on the banks and wait for them to come to him. They were in the storm in the worst position possible. They were in the middle of the lake, too far to turn back, too far from shore ahead of them to feel safe. They were right in the middle of it. Sometimes when it seems like you are out there on your own, when you hit that point where there is no turning back, after you have struggled to right the ship, just when you look back and determine there is no going back, when you look ahead and you realize you are still too far from safety, at the point you realize that you are right in the middle of it, when you are struggling to hold on, that's when Jesus will show up. At the point you begin to realize, I can't do this on my own. At the point you understand your strength is not sufficient. At the point you realize you are too far from the shore, right there in the middle of it, in the middle of your struggle, Jesus will show up. When you have gone too far to turn back, he will show up. Can I tell you this morning that Jesus can be found in the middle of our mess? Luke chapter 5, verse 19 says, "And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the roof with his couch into the middle of the crowd with Jesus." And of course, I'm talking about the lame person who was brought to Jesus, who was wanting to see Jesus, and the room was so full because of the meeting that they could not get to him. No matter what we are going through, we can find God right in the middle of any mess we find ourselves in. We see that this paralyzed man being brought to Jesus, we find Jesus sitting down with Pharisees and the doctors of the law. The power of God was moving in an extraordinary way. You see, Jesus was, in essence, sitting down with the big dogs. These were the religious leaders of that day and age. We are to be reminded that they came out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. This was a big event. You had to be somebody to have been in that particular setting on that occasion. This paralyzed man, carried by his friends, they show up, and the crowd is so packed full. And I can imagine as they're looking at this crowd, perhaps hopelessness begins to flood over them because they see the crowd and they're saying, "There's no way that we can get to Jesus." But what they did is they determined that I am not going to let what is standing in front of me deter me from the blessing that I know that Jesus can give. So what did they do? They did not wait in the back of the line for the meeting to finish and Jesus come walking out. And then they approach him and say, "Hey, we have our paralyzed friend here. Can you heal him?" No, they went to the top of this building. They tore apart the roof and they lowered this man down into the middle of the meeting. Because you see, if you were wanting something from God, if you're wanting God to work in the middle of your mess, it's going to take a determination. It's going to take you telling yourself that there is nothing that is going to stand in front of me because I know the God I serve. And the God I serve, I know there's power in his name. And if I can just lower down to him, if I can find a way where there seems to be no way and keep being persistent at chasing after Jesus, he will show up in the middle of your mess. We can always find God right in the middle of whatever is going on in our life. Christ is in the middle of your crisis. Miracles can be found in your mess. All you have to do is reach out and take hold of him. Believe that he is there and he will help you. Just like this lame man that they lowered down into this building, he didn't wait for his healing. He went to Jesus. You see, sometimes we're too high for God to bless us. Sometimes we are too high to receive our miracle. Sometimes we are too high to get out of our mess. And we have to be lowered. We have to come down. We have to be humble. We have to be lowered through all of our mess. And it is there that we will find Jesus in the middle of it. Right in the middle of our mess, ready to bless us. As I prepare to close this morning, I need to tell you one more thing. In spite of what you are going through, when the fire gets too hot, just hold on for a little while longer. Maybe you have never been there. When you feel the heat emanating from all of your problems, when you begin to feel the heat and the pressure from all sides, felt like you were on the verge of being consumed, just hold on. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar looked in as he was trying to burn them in the fiery furnace. And in Daniel 3:25, he says they have no hurt on them. And there's four people. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I don't know how Nebuchadnezzar knew what the Son of God looked like. But he knew what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked like. But this fourth one, in the fire, it could only be the Son of God. Who else can take the heat out of fire? Who else can take the hot out of heat? Who else can take the burn out of brimstone? When it gets too hot, who else can be found in the middle of it? I am so glad this morning when I began to feel the pressure, when the heat of my problems began to bear down on every side, I am so glad that I don't have to go through it alone. I found out that Jesus will be right there with me in the middle of it. I can take the heat. I can take the pressure because he promised never to leave me alone. Is there anybody here this morning that is still going through it, that is in the middle? Things were going pretty good for a while, but now you begin to feel some real pressures of this life that are beginning to weigh you down. Does anybody this morning feel like you are right in the middle of it? Is there anybody who wants to get out of your mess? Is there anybody who will stand for Jesus? Is there anybody who is on the Lord's side? I don't know about you, but I am on the Lord's side. You see, if you're on the Lord's side, the Lord is still rolling stones away. The Lord is still killing giants. The Lord is still knocking down the walls of Jericho. The Lord is still moving mountains. The Lord is still parting seas. The Lord is still making a way out of no way. The Lord is still opening blinded eyes. The Lord is still healing bodies. Here is what you have to do. Begin to praise God in the middle of it. All too often, we want to be delivered from our storms and then praise God. All too often, we tell God, if and when you deliver me, then I will do better at coming to church. All too often we try to bargain with God. But I have learned today, don't wait until the battle's over. You have to give him some praise in the middle of it. You've got to shout for joy in the middle of it. I know you are still going through. I know you are still in your storm. I know you feel like you're about to go down for the count, but you have to praise him in the middle of it. You got to be willing to say, Lord, I don't know you will deliver me, but I'm going to praise you in the middle of it. If the worship team would come. The song I mentioned earlier by Isaac Carey, called In the Middle. Some of the lyrics to that song read as this. Tears running down your face and your heart feeling like it's going to break and your earth feels like it's about to shake and you've taken all that you can take. Just remember where your help comes from. Realizing you got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Praise Him anyway. In the middle of it, you should praise Him anyhow. In the middle of it. I'm going to lift my hands in the middle of it. I'm going to do my dance in the middle of it. I'm going to shout for joy in the middle of it. I'm going to clap my hands in the middle of it. No matter what comes my way, I'm going to stand in the middle of it. This morning I ask you, if you're going through something and the weight of the world is on your shoulders and you feel as though you can't take it, I want to encourage you this morning that we serve a mighty God, and the God that we serve wants your praise. And as you're in the middle of your storm, just lift up your hands to Him and say, God, I know that this is a difficult time, but I know the God I serve. And it's in that moment, it's in that time that God will meet you where you're at. He will meet your need. Even though it seems like there's no way that God could possibly deliver you from whatever it may be that is pulling you down, our trust is in God, and He will meet